Tropical rainforests are being cut down and burned to make way for soy and palm plantations destined to provide plant-based diesel for Europe's fuel tanks. Plant-based biofuels are hailed as part of the fight against global warming. They can replace fossil fuels in transport, and the plants they are made from absorb carbon dioxide as they grow. Nick Nuttall from the United Nations Environment Programme told us, however, about the disadvantages of using vast arable lands for the production of biofuels.
It's absolutely clear that this huge global interest in biofuels, organic-based petroleum-like products for cars and the like, that this is actually driving some great concern about the future of tropical forests. The fact is that we have the issue of ethanol, which comes from sugarcane, and we also have the issue of biodiesel, which comes from products like palm oil. And these grow terribly well in the tropical regions, because if we are actually going to use them as one way of dealing with the problem of climate change, that we need to factor in some kind of notion of what they call sustainability. In other words, we have to ensure that biofuels do not cause more harm than good by basically clearing forests to plant these crops. So the United Nations Environment Programme, which I work for, is working very, very closely with energy companies and also with the G8 to try and basically come up with some kind of criteria to ensure fuels are actually produced and manufactured and supplied to consumers in what you might call an environmentally friendly way.